Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
Oh my god, boys, we're back together.
Boys are back in town, baby.
I saw some Cheeto.
Jake's been eating Cheetos.
I've been eating Cheetos, but the queen has declared no more Cheetos. So no more Cheetos for anybody.
Guys, it's been a while. Five months.
Yeah.
Wow, has it really?
Yeah.
I think the last episodes we recorded in person were our first two.
Yeah, that's right.
At the very beginning of February.
So we've done the majority of them over Zoom.
Yeah.
We're practically a Zoom podcast at this point.
Yeah.
A Zodcast.
Well, I'm excited to do some improv with you guys in person for the first time.
Oh, me too. Should I look at you or should I look
you
at the camera?
Just look at us.
Yeah. I can't stop.
Don't look at the camera.
We also got a camera. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You're seeing it on YouTube. It might be weird because it's a whole thing.
Podcast with no camera. Camera with no podcast.
Oh jeez. All right. So welcome to Screenplay, the improvised movie. On this podcast, we improvise a movie in the format of a screenplay or a table read, where we read out loud like a script for a movie. So we're going to be making up all of the characters, all of the dialogue, all of the settings, all of the everything else that you would find in a great movie screenplay. And what we do in order to get started is that we talk about a movie or TV show that one of us has seen recently, and then we go off of that. And today, it's Jake's 21st birthday.
Yes, it is.
And also, exciting. Chronologically, it's his time.
It's his turn.
It's my
turn,
time so to shine.
It was a coincidence.
Yes.
A great coincidence.
It is a great coincidence.
Happy birthday,
Jake. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jake.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here.
Aw, I'm glad to have you here.
So, Jake, what do you got
for us? Yeah, what movie you got for us today?
Last night, I watched a movie called Escape Room.
Ooh.
And so the plot of this movie, called Escape Room, some Cheeto dust. The plot of this movie, Escape Room, is that there's all these people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do be living their lives, though. But I don't know. Should I spoil everything? Yeah, I'll just
spoil
everything.
It.
Because that's our shtick, right? We spoil everything.
Spoil movies.
Spoilers for this movie, Escape Room, in 2019. When I try to find Escape Room, there are four different Escape Room movies. So this is the one from 2019. So in this movie, a bunch of people, they all get like this weird cube thing. And they're like, oh, fuck yeah. We got invited to do Escape Room. So they're like, okay. So then they go to the Escape Room. But the room that they're waiting in to go in the escape room is the escape room. What?
Oh my god.
So they're just kind of all putzing around, and then all of a sudden they like turn a dial, and then like fire comes down. And there's like a whole like bunch of like characters, like really big, like different characters. Like there's like the army vet, there's the nerd who loves escape rooms and does it all the time. There's like the virgin shy girl, there's like the stoner boy. Heavily implied she's a virgin.
You know what? I'll say it. I've seen the movie, and it does not say anything about her virginity.
Okay, maybe she gets around. I don't know. But there's the shy boy. There's the really cheerful old man. And there's kind of like the
powerful businessman?
Like a businessman.
What is he doing the escape room?
I don't know. He doesn't need the money. The reason why they went there is because they said, if you come and do this, we'll pay you $10,000. And these people, they're like, whoa, I'll use $10,000. But here's the thing about these merry band of people is that they're all united by the fact that they're like survivors. So like the main girl, the shy girl, she survived a plane crash. The stoner boy, he was in a drunk driving accident, which killed all his friends.
Oh.
The businessman, he was like stranded out on a boat at sea with a guy, and he ended up like killing the guy or something.
Eating him?
No eating.
Heavily implied.
Yeah. There was a guy.
He was also a virgin.
There's it's like they're all survivors. So they all survive. Like the veteran, she like survived the war or whatever. But like the whole shtick is kind of like Saw, where like all the rooms are designed to kill you. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, one by one.
One by one they die.
Yeah, each of them go out. And then the shy girl, she gets taken out, and you're like, oh my god, she's dead. Turns out she's not dead. What?
Whoa!
Whoa!
What a roller coaster of a movie.
I know, what a roller coaster of a movie. And so the stoner boy wins. He makes it to the end, and the guy's like, congratulations, you won. Now I have to kill you.
Congratulations, you won.
Well, yeah. Wasn't it because it was like a Hunger Games type thing where the people were watching them for their amusement?
Yeah, people were like betting on them. So like he won, but they had no use for him anymore. So they tried to kill him. And so he has like the garrote wire and whatever, and he's like on his neck. Then all of a sudden, Shy Girl comes out of nowhere, tackles the guy, and like shoots him 3 times.
Would she get a gun?
I don't know.
I don't really remember. And I just saw this movie.
I also recently saw this movie.
I have not seen
so
it.
So she...
It's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, now you don't need to. And so she's... what was I going to say? Okay. So she and the guy, they escape, right? And then hard cut, 6 months later, they're chilling in a cafe. She's like been collecting like notes and stuff. Like he's moved on, but she's like all still stuck in the escape room. And so like they're going to a... like, I don't know, like their base of operations or whatever. And like you see like them, like they know they're coming and they're like, bring it on. And then the movie ends. So it's like setting up a sequel.
Which it probably won't ever get.
It will get. It's been confirmed. It'll come out January 1st, 2021.
Are you kidding?
No.
Not anymore.
I literally just looked it up last night. It was supposed to come out in August.
Really?
But it got pushed back because of the coronavirus.
Is the Shy Girl and Debra?
I don't know.
The Deborah Ann Wall.
I don't know.
No, Shy Girl's black.
Oh.
Yeah. Is Deborah Ann Wall black?
No.
She's a white girl with blonde hair.
Here, she's the veteran.
No,
she's
Deborah Ann Wall's, yeah.
She's the veteran?
Yeah. But she's like all burned and stuff and scarred.
She survived an IED. I almost said IUD.
Yeah. IUD, IMED, I want to get a treaty.
A treaty from which country?
Versailles. That's some history knowledge on you right there.
I've been to the Palace of Versailles.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
It was all right. You know.
Palace with no Versailles?
Her name is Taylor. No, the Shy Girl's name is Taylor Russell.
Taylor Russell. Oh, I know.
The actress?
The actress is named Taylor Russell, yes.
Shout out to Taylor.
Taylor, you think she's listening?
Taylor with no Russell?
Taylor with no Russell?
She's in Lost in Space.
Lost in
Like the show?
Yeah.
Or like the movie.
And Waves.
Well, there you go.
Well, I've been.
Check those movies out. I don't know.
I've been to Waves. And I went to the beach.
Should we start?
Yes.
Yeah, let's start. We've been. Yeah, all right. Okay. Exterior house. Now we go into the interior.
It's an establishing shot.
Yeah, it's showing the house. A man, he comes home from work, he throws his keys on the counter, and he's like shuffling through his mail. But like all of his mail is like, you know, like the regular boring mail, except one. One's like, is like a black envelope.
Oh my goodness, ooh. A black envelope.
So he takes the envelope, he opens the envelope, and then he begins reading the envelope.
Dear Mr. O'Brien, you have been cordially invited to an evening gala. You must attend with you, yourself, your wife, and your 2 daughters.
You, yourself, your 2... Yeah.
What was the disembodied voice?
Yeah.
The ghost living in the house.
Please show up tomorrow evening at Crack-in Manor. Please arrive cordially to Crack-in Manor at 8 o'clock sharp for the dinner presentation. Signed... Anonymous.
The envelope explodes.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Honey, where are you?
What is it, honey? Oh my God. I heard a loud boom.
Yeah, it was
are
my.
You okay?
I'm fine. It was the mail.
What?
The mail.
Did a bomb come in the mail?
No, it was a letter that exploded.
That's technically a bomb.
I guess, okay, if you want to be technical about it.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a bomb. It was just a piece of paper.
What did it say?
It. I don't know. I don't remember. I just... It was inviting us to a party at 8 o'clock tomorrow at Kraken Manor.
Well, it sounds like you do remember.
Well, I remember kind of, but I don't know the actual like language in the letter. It's gone.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
As long as you got the gist.
All right, so 2 identical twins walk in the room. Mom. Dad. We heard an explosion. Is everything all right?
Girls, don't finish each other's sentences like that. It scares me.
Yes. What is going on?
Everything's fine.
Mother?
Dear.
Mother?
It's father?
Dear, it's fine. It's fine. Relax.
Which one?
Darla, look. It's okay.
And Carla, look. It's okay.
They're both looking.
But like they're back to back.
Darla, look. We got invited to a great party tomorrow.
I'll put on my dress. We'll put it on together. Let's do it.
Darla and Carla, you both wear different dresses. I swear to God.
Yes. Not like last time. Flashback to last time.
Darla and Carla are in the same dress, like physically one dress.
At a party and everybody's staring at them.
Come back to the kitchen.
We want red.
No. We? How do you know that it's a collective mind between you two that you both want red?
Darla. Yes, Carla. Think of a number. 3.
It was 3.
We're leaving now. Say hello to the dog. The girls skip away.
We don't have a dog.
Sweetheart, I think our daughters need to see somebody.
I think so, too.
But that's not the point. So for the party tomorrow, I'm nervous. It was the letter was signed anonymous. I don't know anyone called anonymous.
Me neither.
Do you think they meant like anonymous, like they didn't want to tell us who they were?
I think you're onto something, dear.
All right, well, we're going tomorrow still, just because there might be free food and stuff.
I agree.
So, we're cheapskates, we should go.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Cut two.
The
exterior. Kraken in the manor. Now we go into the inside of the house.
We see a butler. He's kind of, you know, spiffing up the place. He's humming to himself.
Sir, your guests are going to arrive shortly. It's me, the butler's butler.
The butler's butler.
Thank you, butler. I will alert the headmaster.
Headmaster,
oh, you're welcome. Are you still here?
No, I'm leaving.
Okay,
goodbye.
Headmaster, ding, ding, ding.
Come in.
Oh, okay.
You rang a bell.
I know, I rang the bell, but I see you sitting right in front of me. It's just a long hallway. I'll just walk down. Okay. I'm walking right now. The butler's walking. But, you know, he has a hobble, so he takes his time. He makes it over. The guests will be arriving shortly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Randolph.
You're welcome.
Randolph?
Yeah?
Tell me, was this party a good idea?
No.
Randolph? Why would you say such a thing? I have been planning this soiree for 3 months in order to bring the populace to know about me, their new headmaster of the city. I'm going to be planning to take over as mayor.
Ha 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 ha. Butler! My butler, you hear this?
Yes, I'm here.
Take your time, though. Come over.
Okay, I'm walking down the hallway right now.
He makes it.
What is it, sir?
What were you saying? Something about
asking Randolph about if he thought this was a good idea.
Oh.
Do you think this is a good idea?
No, terribly a bad idea,
good.
Sir.
What?
Yeah, well, if I may speak out of turn.
You may. I will allow.
Yeah, because it would be my turn.
Right, it would be your turn, but I'm speaking out of turn.
Okay, yeah.
If we are to be running for mayor eventually,
yes.
Would we not want to keep that a surprise?
Oh, I love surprises.
I know you do, Randolph.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what's your name? Peter.
Yes, I can't believe you remembered.
It took me a moment.
Randolph never remembers.
Who are you?
Sir. Sir, I am your butler.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the guests have arrived.
Just give... Randolph, you go and...
Ding dong.
Look at... You go and take care of them. I want to talk to Peter for a moment.
All right, here. Let me walk away. You better not usurp me, Peter.
I'm not going to, sir.
Okay, good. This is... Don't make me regret knowing your name this time.
I won't, sir. Thank you. Thank
Ding
you.
Ding dong. Oh, I'm coming!
He walks down the long hallway. He makes it to the door.
There we go.
But he's still on the headmaster.
Is this for speaking out of turn, sir? Am I in trouble?
No, of course not.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you, Peter.
About what?
Peter, you are aware of my plan for today, besides just being a coming out party to the town.
Yes, I'm quite aware.
I have a little game for everybody.
Oh boy, a game. I knew it was a game. Is it charades? Charades?
It's a form of charades, you one might say. It's a bit more advanced than that. They still get to talk.
Oh, that's good.
So maybe not really charades, but what I'm trying to get at is it is a game of wits.
Oh, a game of wits.
It's a game of wits, and whoever wins will become my new butler.
Oh my goodness, you're going to usurp both of us.
And my butler will help me run the city.
Oh,
when I win.
Right, when you win the mayoralship.
Being mayor.
Headmaster, the people, they're coming by the 10/4.
Thank you, Randolph. I will be right there. He yells down the hallway.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I'm coming as well.
All right. Randolph,
it's Peter.
Peter's coming.
Oh,
Peter. Oh, that's who you are. I was like, who's this other voice? This sounds familiar. All right, well, it's getting very crowded in here, and people are yelling and shouting.
How rude. All right, bring them to the parlor, Randolph, please. Hopefully the chef has things ready.
I believe the chef will have things ready. I'll go check on it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Peter.
Cut to the parlor. Our large group of people have all gathered in. They're all kind of dressed up, kind of fancy.
There's four different
groups,
yeah.
The butlers are going around with hors d'oeuvres on platters. Mm-hmm.
With mini hot dogs.
With mini hot dogs.
That's the only thing.
We go to our character, Mr. O'Brien, who doesn't have a first name yet.
Oh, yeah, Mr. O'Brien. Thank God you remembered.
And his family is standing in a circle with two other... another couple.
Marlon Darla, they're wearing a red dress.
Marlon Darla.
Are wearing the same dress. Yeah.
Honey, I thought you were going to get Colin Darla their own dress.
I told them to wear their own dress. I told one of them to wear the purple one and one of them to wear the red one, and they both wanted to wear the red one.
What do you have to say to yourself, Colin Darla?
What do we have to say to myself or myself?
God damn it, stop talking in unison.
What?
What do you have to say for yourself? You went against our orders.
Don't I look ravishing? Yes, I do. I mean, we. That's right. They won't know. I'm kidding. Three, they say in unison. Who is this?
The other couple speaks up. Evening. I noticed your daughters there are...
They're quite peculiar.
They're wearing the same dress.
I would not do that with our kids.
I would not let our kids do that.
No.
Would you, honey?
No, I would not.
I would not.
I'm a good parent.
You are a good parent, and I'm an okay parent.
Yeah, you're like 2 out of 10.
I'm 2 out of 10. What? Wait a moment. Excuse me, ma'am. Wait a moment, yeah. Please. What do you mean I'm a 2 out of 10?
Well, you said it yourself. You're not a good
parent. No, I said okay. I meant more like a 5 or a 6.
No, I'm more like a 9.
I know you're like a 9. You're a great mother.
Oh, I know.
But why would you say I'm a 2?
Well, when's the last time you breastfed the baby?
It's not fair. You have memories of a god.
I do.
I don't have those memories. I've got okay memories.
Yeah. Like, you're saying memories or mammaries?
Mammaries.
Oh, got you. I was going to say, I do have a great memory, too.
Look, anyway, let's meet this woman
and her family. I do remember
when
you left our baby in the car. All right, let's...
Wait, what?
What?
He left the baby in the
you
car?
You left the baby in the car.
Oh my God, he left the baby in the car.
2 out of 10. All
it's
right,
okay.
Let's
I'll
talk
go in my app and I'll start the car.
All right.
We cut over to the other group.
The group we haven't seen yet?
Yeah, one of the other groups.
Okay.
Because apparently there's four
groups.
It's just like a fraternity group.
Yeah.
It's like four frat dudes.
Yeah. Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Bro, where the fuck is the beer?
Dude.
Bro, I brought some.
Dude, the letter that exploded, it said there was going to be beer.
Beer and money and girls and money.
I only see
Like four girls.
You know what?
I'm pretty sure they're taken, bro.
Yeah, look, they're
like, I mean, I could like take them, but they're taken.
No, you shouldn't. They're taken, bro.
They're too young, bro. You're talking about the ones in the red dress, right?
No.
No,
bro. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
Get out of here, you Chris Eel motherfucker.
Tristan, look.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care about ladies tonight. I'm trying to get smashed.
Dude, okay, dude.
I'm not trying to smash. I'm trying to get smashed.
Kyle, I'm trying to get wasted, brother.
No, I feel
Do you
that.
Feel that? For Omicron Pie?
Yeah, that's right, Lenny.
That's
yeah.
right, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Fucking Lenny.
Lenny.
Fucking
Lenny. Lenny. No, that's you.
Look at Lenny.
Lenny the liquor.
How did you guys trick me into saying that, bro?
So gullible, bro.
I'm not gullible, man.
Yeah, you are. Look, there's gullible written on Lenny.
Dude, there's not gullible written on me.
I read your light, Lenny.
Now we have to kiss you.
We cut to the third group.
The fourth group.
No, it's the third group.
It's the family, the couple, the
couple's with the family.
Oh, they're with the family. Oh, got you.
So it's the family, the couple, the four frat dudes.
Even though we didn't meet a fourth guy.
There was Quiet Ryan.
Yeah. Quiet Ryan.
And then we got to the third group. Is...
Oh my gosh.
It's just
one person standing by themselves.
There's like Blair Witching in the corner.
I don't know what that means, but sure.
They're like in the corner, just like staring at the wall and just like twitching.
Yep. All right. All right. That's
and
a group.
Cut to the fourth group.
Okay. Thank God.
The fourth group is three middle aged men. Three middle aged men on a bowling team.
This doesn't look like Midway Lanes. I'll say it.
No. I think we made a wrong straight at the 2 miles ago.
Well, you should have said something when we were 2 miles ago.
I know. Well, I muttered it to myself.
I know. You shouldn't mutter it to me. You should just say it. Don't stop muttering.
What did you just say?
I said you shouldn't mutter
it
to me. What?
You can't be muttering all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop muttering, Carl. This is why you threw that spare in frame 8 at the last tournament.
Fucking blew it, dude.
I know, you ruined our team.
I know, I ruined our team.
We lost nationals because of it.
I know. We're just saying things I know.
What else do you know about it?
Stop muttering.
Okay. Bro. Yeah. Okay.
Carl, say something.
Okay. Yeah, I know, I blew it, but at least I didn't blow it, you know?
Don't look at me like that.
Carl,
stop.
That was a one-time thing.
I know, it was.
It was the get to know each other.
I know.
It's like a blood pact, but with our penises.
Yeah
it was.
I never thought we were going to speak about it again. Okay.
I know.
That was part of the blood pact.
I know, it's been weeks.
That was a separate thing.
Well,
the blood that filled the penis.
That kind of blood pact.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
When I entered you.
Gut too. It's the headmaster, apparent is what we're calling him.
Like of an academy or something.
The headmaster comes in. He enters the parlor with Randolph and Peter by his side.
They're following, in that
like
order.
Like a large staircase.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like a stage kind of thing where they're facing everyone.
A spotlight shines down.
An orchestral band starts to play in the corner, just like
right next to that guy who's Blair Witching.
one of the guy like introduces them, just like introducing the headmaster. Clap, please.
Headmaster Clap, please. That's an interesting name.
Kyle, stop muttering.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The headmaster takes the stage.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you all for coming tonight.
You're welcome.
I'm talking, please.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Now.
You are welcome. Thank you, Carla. You're welcome.
Carla, darling, shut up.
I am. We are.
Shut up.
Okay. Good girl. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming tonight. I'm new to the city. I'm new to the city, and I wanted to introduce you all to me. I am your new headmaster of the city, and I wanted to introduce myself to some of the citizens of the city.
All right, bro. All right.
Yeah, we do be citizens.
Headmaster.
I pay like, my taxes.
More like headmaster. Oh. Hey, this guy should hang
fucking
out with
Lenny.
Us.
Lenny. Yeah, Lenny. No.
Fucking Lenny.
No, that's you!
No! Stop doing that to me, guys.
Yeah, Mr. Gullible.
I wanted to tell you all, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And I wanted to play. I have a great night planned for you. So once again, thank you all for coming.
You're welcome.
But before dinner is served, I wanted to play a game with everybody.
Like chutes and ladders?
No.
Like bowling?
No.
Like beer pong, bro?
It's a bit like beer pong.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Like go fish? I think it is like go fish.
Darla, Carla, be quiet.
Okay.
Stop speaking in unison.
Okay. Is the man still talking?
Yes, I was just waiting.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Kind.
So.
You're welcome. Darla, Carla.
The game goes like this. He raises a remote. And on it is a sole red button.
I don't know where that came from.
And he presses the red button. All of the entrances and the windows and the hallway and the entrances to the hallways lock down.
Oh my god, bro.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Well,
somebody kill this guy.
My baby's in the car.
2 out of 10.
My loyal subjects, oh, I must say that I have an idea for all of you and a plan for the safety of this city.
Bro, I should just go up there and beat the shit out of this guy.
Bro, just beat the shit out of him, bro.
The guy starts to walk up to him, but Randolph fucking decks the guy.
No, you can't punch quiet Ryan.
Ryan, shut the fuck up. Thank you, Randolph. Randolph, thank you.
You're welcome.
No, I don't want anybody out of order tonight, because you will be following my plan to a T, and if you don't, you will die. Those who follow it to a T may be a part of my cult.
I don't want to do that.
You must.
Yeah, bro. I still got 2 years at state, bro.
Yeah, I have finals coming up soon.
Randolph, why did you invite these people?
Well, they seemed nice.
Where did you meet them, Randolph?
I met them at, well, on the weekends, I like going out. And these boys, they invite me over to their house and, you know, we drink the punch.
The punch?
Yeah.
Sir, okay. If I may speak out of turn.
No, you are. This is not your turn.
Peter, go ahead. My turn, but you may talk.
No.
Some of these people are highly active on the city's subreddit.
Oh.
So that's how we found them.
Okay.
But no, the four frat gentlemen.
Those are mine.
Those are Randolph's friends.
Those are my friends.
Well, how about I tell them that if they win, they get beer and women at the end of it.
Well, I already promised them that.
Well, what if I promised them that?
It's like...
Well, you could try,
I mean,
sir.
I mean, go for it.
Excuse me, lads.
Yes?
What's up?
Yo, bro, you know we could hear you, right?
Well, did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, no,
you
were holding... no. Wait, say it.
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, say it.
If you win the competition that I have planned for you all, then you will get beer and ladies, all that you want for
we
tonight.
We were already promised that.
Yeah, this was in the letter.
It was in the letter. I wish I could show it to you, but it
blew
off. But
the letter, like, blew off, yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but if you win, it will happen.
What will happen?
Beer and ladies.
We were already promised beer and ladies.
Well, in order to fulfill the promise, you must win the game.
I'm just saying, like, I can't be... I'm sick of these conditional promises, bro.
I'm sorry.
Do you know there's gullible written on your shirt?
I'm not falling for that.
Dang
it. Oh, good try, bro.
Right, fine, we'll play.
Cool.
All right, let's play.
What's the game? Yeah, what is the game?
The game comes...
The game.
Yeah,
tell
what's
us.
The game?
Tell I the game. Tell we the game.
The game follows as suit. You will be...
Spades.
You will be split into four teams in four separate rooms. The ones to get out of their room the fastest wins.
So it's like an escape room.
I swear to God, stop mumbling.
So it's like an escape room.
So he's saying it like it's an escape room. He's saying that.
Yeah, I guess.
But he's
so
mumbling.
Well,
it is like that. Good job, son.
Wow, you have a long arm.
That's what I get.
All right, fine. The three of us, we're a team. The bowling guys. What are we calling ourselves? Bowling guys.
The bowlers.
We're the bowlers.
The bowlers, yeah.
Oh, that was so fucking unoriginal, man.
What are you going to do about it? You going to enter me later? Please?
Don't pour the blood pack. Not to bring it off. Bro.
The blood pack, bro.
The blood pack.
The blood pack. Used it as lube.
Soon they're escorted away by...
the three bowlers are escorted by Peter.
By Peter, yep. The guy in the corner just starts walking away. Like he already knows where to go. Yeah.
The frat guys are like, all right, it's our turn.
We're a team.
Four of us.
Where are we from? Sigma Chi?
Omicron Pi, dude.
Omicron Pi.
Sigma Pi, Omicron Sigma. Pi.
Dude, I'm a little faded.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
Honestly, you came from the other frat. It wasn't as cool.
No, it was not as cool.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you rushed this year, though, bro.
Yeah,
oh, thanks,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, bro.
You guys were very inclusive. I paid thousands of dollars in order to be part of this friend group.
Yeah, dude, that's part of the package,
that's
bro.
That's part of the package.
It's part of it.
Part of it.
All right, we're a team, though.
All right, we're a team.
All right, Randolph escorts them to their room. And finally...
We want to be together. Can we please be on the
sweetheart.
Same team?
We're all on the same team. You and me and Darla and your mother, plus these two weirdos are on our team.
Did they just call us weirdos?
They called us weirdos, I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
Why do you think we're weirdos, huh?
I don't know, because of all my memories.
Sweetheart, let them answer. You.
Yes.
Why do you think we're weirdos?
Well, you guys were talking about how big your wife's tits are.
Look at them.
They're voluminous.
Look at them. Show them, honey.
Galumba.
Also, where's your child?
That's a great question.
Our baby's in the car.
The headmaster escorts them himself to their room.
So, headmaster.
Yes?
We have a question.
We have a question.
What is it, you two children?
Where are we?
You are in my manor, the Kraken Manor, and it will be either your the greatest paradise you've ever met, or your doom.
You're gonna kill an 8-year-old?
You're gonna kill my children?
I'm just saying.
You're gonna kill these people's children?
You're gonna kill my children because he's in the car.
Yeah, that's
and if
your
I
fault.
Don't come out.
Yeah.
Well, tick tock goes the clock.
Are we in the room already? They look around. He disappears. He's gone.
So their room, the family room, is a library.
Ooh.
With a desk in the corner, and it's very old timey, like a 100-year-old feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cut to the frat boys' room. The frat boys' room is like a
billiards room.
It's the billiards room.
It's the game room, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's like
a dartboard.
Yep.
Oh, and a pool table. And there's like a wet bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, bro.
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 There's whiskey here.
Dude, there's, we should drink, bro.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
Bro, if I'm going out, I'm going out shwasted.
Bro, yeah, let's do it.
Do you think this, like, impairment of our cognitive ability will like, affect us in the escape room?
Bro, wait, look, there's a number. He picks up, there's a four.
Whoa, I wonder if this will help us.
Whoa, write that down, bro.
Write that down, dude.
It's just a four. I think I got it.
No, write that down.
We cut to the Blair Witch guy's in a room by himself. It's like a small laundry room.
Yeah.
And he's just Blair Witching.
But it's like the camera around him is all distorted now, too.
Cut to the bowler's room is
a bowling.
It's a bowling alley.
Yeah, it's a bowling alley.
But it's like it's like a private bowling alley. Yeah. So it's one lane.
Exactly.
And
there's also like a pizza place in there.
Yeah. There's a pizza guy working.
It's the chef.
Oh.
Oh. All right, I swear. So we're supposed to escape out of this place then.
I'm famished.
Stop. Mumbling.
I could go for some cheese.
You're right.
Pizza.
I could too. Let's go ask the chef for some pizza, I guess.
You want some pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could go for some pizza.
We want some pizza.
All
cheese.
We have is pizza here.
Well, that's what we want.
That's what we want. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Hey, man, maybe the pizza is part of the clues.
Dude, maybe.
Do you want one pizza? Or two pizzas?
There's three
or three
of us.
Pizzas?
One is fine.
Are you sure you don't want one pizza?
Dude, he keeps saying one weird.
Write that down. Write that down.
Okay, I'll write it down. He writes down one with like a little bowling pen.
All right, now make sure when you bowl to knock the pin on the left. The pin on the left.
Our left or your left?
Okay, wait. Sure, let me think. He does the L thing.
Yeah.
Your left.
Okay, sweet. All right.
Which is also my left. I'm facing in the same direction. All right,
Brian, go throw a couple frames.
All right. Wait, did I say the pin on the left? The pin on the right. Oh, wait, fuck.
Chef.
Wait, he pulls out a script.
Cut to the headmaster is in like the control room. Mm. Yeah, there's four large screens on a monitor.
Somebody's filing his toes.
Thank you, Juju.
You're so welcome. I don't know what accent that was. I tried French and I don't think it came out that way.
The headmaster clicks a button on a microphone and talks into a PA that goes to every single room. Contestants, the game starts now. He clicks a button. A red clock timer starts counting up. It's like a
counting up or counting down?
Counting up. Oh. Like they're just seeing who gets out the fastest,
gotcha.
I guess. And it, so they each quick cuts between each room where they see a large clock displayed prominently in the room.
Okay.
We go to the frat boys.
All right, bro. So right. There's a keypad on the door.
All right. Did we try four yet?
I don't know. Go try it.
One of the guys go over and try it, puts in four. The first number lights up green. All right, dude. I think it works.
I think it's a four.
Nice. It's four. Open the door. It's locked.
Oh, bro. Oh, that's all I got. All right.
Okay. I guess we got to look for clues.
Look,
okay.
Check the bar.
All right. They go over to the bar. Okay. We're at the bar now.
All right, dude. I'll pour us a drink. He gets out like four
shot glasses.
Like, no, not. Yeah. Shot glasses.
Or
yep.
Liqueur glasses.
I was going to say like the highball glasses. Like the.
Oops.
Fishy McFish sticks.
What you'd put an old fashioned in?
Oops. He's calling me.
Point of order. So he starts to pour out the shots into the four shot glasses. And as he does so, the letters appear in the bottom of the shot glasses.
Letters.
Yeah. Four letters that spell out
five.
F-I-V-E. Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, this says five, bro. This says five.
Write that down. Write that
down. Okay, wait, but hear me out. We already have four.
What do you... Like, there's probably more than one letter in the code... One number in the code.
Oh, wait, bro.
What?
I think you're onto something.
Dude. Well, because like, we put in four and the door didn't open.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, Luke. Come on. You get your head in the game.
Yeah, bro. I'm sorry. All right,
okay. Who's writing it real quick?
Wait, yeah. Okay.
Roll call.
So type it. Okay.
We have Quiet Ryan, Luke, Lenny.
Luke, Lenny.
Who are you again?
Roberto.
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 Wow.
R's and two L's.
Dang.
Whoa, dude. Look at us.
Whoa.
Rock on.
All right, let's take these shots.
Left, right. Remember that.
Left, right. Wait. Did we bring our own clue?
Are we a clue?
Holy shit, the headmaster thinks of everything.
Oh my god.
Oh my
dude.
Gosh. All right, does somebody write down four and not put it in? Because first we have to write it down.
It's four, dude. I'll remember.
No, write it down, Lenny.
All right, okay, fine. He writes down four.
Yeah, if you're gullible, write it down.
No.
All right, cut to the family. Is that what we're calling
it's
them?
The family and the couple.
The family team, I guess,
is what we'll call them.
They're in the library?
They're in the library.
They're all running around, you know, like pulling out books and things. Mother, father.
What is it, darling?
Yes, Carla.
I found a key. There's one key.
That's good.
Where did you find that?
On the floor. They look, and sure enough, there's a bunch of keys on the floor.
Darla, I'm pretty sure it's going to be more than just that specific key. How can you tell it's that specific key?
Yeah, how can you tell? How do you know it's that specific key?
Well, did we try it on the door? Can we try it on the door?
Yeah, good.
Do we have your permission, mother, father?
Yes, you have our permission.
Yes, you can.
Okay. They try it on the door. The key snaps off the door. So now they're holding half of the key. The other half stuck in the door.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it worked. Me neither.
Well, what do you got to say for yourself? Your daughter freaking put a key in our thing.
Your kids are really strange.
Your kids are very strange.
Well, your kid is nowhere to be seen.
Don't talk about my kid. He's in the car.
I know, and I need to pump out this breast milk soon.
Stop looking at my wife's tits.
I'm not.
Knock it off.
I was looking over there.
It's okay. They have a mind of their own.
Buddy, what's your name, buddy?
My name?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is Mark O'Brien.
Marco O'Brien or Mark?
Mark O'Brien.
It's Mark, sweetheart. It's Mark.
Oh, got you.
Listen, Mark.
What up?
Your daughter's a creep.
Both of them.
Well, keep your eyes off of them, you creep.
Whoa.
These are quite some allegations.
Are you implying I'm some kind of Chris DeElo?
Like that frat boy earlier I heard?
Yeah, he was talking about a Chris DeElo.
Well, I'm just saying what I'm seeing.
What, your daughter?
Daughter.
Daughters. Oh, I'm
door. Trapped.
Well, knock it off. Start finding us some clues, because I already found a four-letter code.
You found a four-letter code?
Yeah, it says A-C-A-B.
A-C-A-B. A-cab.
A-cab.
Wait a minute. I also hate cops. Cut to... we cut to the Blair Witch guy.
Things
are getting more distorted in the room. All the laundry machines are rotating one way, but then all of a sudden they start rotating the other way.
You just see a bunch of letters on the wall, like K O, like other letters.
Yep. Other letters.
Cut, right. to.
Cut to the bowling guys. They're eating pizza.
You know, Chef, this is some great pizza.
Oh, thank you. I put my heart and soul into it.
Are you?
I don't understand. Are you trying to tell us soul is a clue?
How the hell's like our souls or like what are you talking
I
about?
I legally cannot tell you.
All right, well, don't tell us then.
But you don't have a soul if you don't start bowling soon.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's like a letter clue.
Speaking of soul, do you want your bowling shoes?
Yeah, we want our bowling shoes.
I'm a size 10 and a half men's.
Oh, we only have size 6.
I could squeeze into 6.
I could squeeze into a tight 6.
A tight 6.
Well, obviously it's a tight 6. You wear 10 and a half.
We only have one shoe. But you want to look at the sole of the shoe.
Yeah, we do. Let us see the shoe.
Let's see the sole of the shoe.
The sole of the shoe.
Yeah, the chef. Sole of the shoe, chef.
Sole shoe, chef. All right, here you go. He
Are you the sous chef or the head chef?
I think you should be looking at the shoe instead of making fun of my chef identity.
He turns over the shoe, and on the bottom it says 300.
300.
Oh my god!
Good movie,
dude. I think this means we got a bold, perfect game to get out.
Holy shit.
Holy cow.
We've not done that, neither three of us.
I know.
I can redeem myself. No. Kyle. After the game.
No, wait, Carl.
No.
Carl. It's Carl.
Carl and you two.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Carl.
Carl. I'm Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
My name is Cisco.
Cisco. Okay.
It's Charlie Kefree and...
Is that the chef talking?
I don't know. So listen.
The chef's name is Charlie Kefree.
Carl, yeah. Are you going to bowl your perfect game?
No, yeah, here's the thing. I know you guys were kind of hounding on me about
the
spare.
Oh my god, stop
mumbling. About the spare.
Thank you.
And I'm here to get a strike and bowl a perfect game.
All right.
Please do.
I brought my own ball, just in case.
Where'd you keep it?
Yeah, where were you keeping it?
From his pocket, he produces a bowling ball.
Holy shit.
Wow.
You got like another pocket universe in your pocket?
Yeah, maybe.
Stop mumbling.
Maybe.
Cut to the frat guys now. On the keypad, they have 4-5 typed in. And they're just like throwing liquor bottles looking for more clues.
Dude, this is fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
This is so fun. Bro.
Bro.
Did we do a roll call?
Yeah, we did.
We did last time.
LRLR. I remember
LRLR,
that.
LRLR, dude.
There's
Lenny, Luke, Ryan, Roberto.
Roberto.
Roberto is standing on the billiards table, and he's got all the balls in his arms, and he's about to start throwing them. He's just
dude,
like,
dude, be careful.
What?
Dude, the guy said that we could die.
Die.
In this room.
Wait.
What?
Die. Color die. Colors. We're missing a ball. Which ball
Whoa.
Is missing?
Bro, guys,
bro.
All these numbers, but like what?
Right. Which ball is missing?
Which ball is missing?
Quick, put them in order.
Okay.
Is there a one
Ryan,
ball?
Ryan, do it.
There is a one ball.
I don't.
Wait, Lenny, quick, put them in order.
Okay.
All right.
Here's one.
Yeah,
here's...
I bet you would do that, Lenny.
You got him. Hey, grab his balls.
Dude, fine. You know what ball's missing? I know what ball's missing. It's what? 7, bro.
It is?
It's Lucky 7.
All right, someone write it down.
Dude, just type it into the keypad.
We have to write it down first.
Okay, fine. I'll write it down. He writes it down.
No, yeah, I fucking bet
Stop
you thought
doing
you would.
It. No, guys. You guys are so mean.
We love you, Lenny, though.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, whatever.
Do. Yeah.
Dude, you're so fucking funny, Lenny.
Dude.
You're so fucking cute. Yeah.
He grabs him by
Thanks.
The balls.
Grabs him by the balls again.
Lenny types in 7 into the keypad, and there's a ding, and that door doesn't open, but a door on the opposite end of the room does.
Oh,
whoa, fuck. Did you guys see that?
Bro, do it again.
Open the door again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
He types in 4-5-7 again, and nothing happens.
Bro.
Bro, all right, wait, let's go.
All right, wait, maybe one of us should go in just because it might be dangerous.
What, you think there's booby traps?
I hope so.
All right, check it out. Check it out.
All right. I'll stay.
Yeah.
Roberto will stay.
You stay.
All right. I will also stay.
Okay, I will also
and then Ryan
stay.
Will run.
So Quiet Ryan will go.
All right. Go, Quiet Ryan. Quiet Ryan, he slowly starts, you know, tiptoeing out. And then we just hear a... Uh-oh, Quiet Ryan.
Quiet Ryan.
Quiet Ryan, you okay?
Quiet Ryan.
Quiet Ryan.
Quiet Ryan.
Quiet Ryan, if you're okay, be quiet.
He might be okay. Let's go check on him.
We cut to the headmaster in the control room. Oh,
now, now his fingernails are getting filed.
Oh, Juju, it looks like the frat boys are off to an early start. Who would have thought?
I don't know. I think...
Wait, if you're over there, Juju, then who's filing my name?
Oh, that's Ruru.
Ruru?
Ruru.
I don't...
She's my assistant.
Hello, Ruru.
Can I speak?
No!
Do not speak out of tone.
Sir, I think Quiet Ryan is dead. I've been watching the monitor. Your cuticles look very well managed. Very good job, Ruru.
She keeps going. Ow!
going down to the cone now.
Stop, Ruru. That's too much. So, cut to the family back in the library.
The girls, they keep picking up more keys by the handful.
Sweetheart.
We found keys.
Sweetheart, knock it off. You broke a key. We don't need the keys. They're a red herring.
What if we have a key for the key?
Stop speaking in unison.
Wait,
what?
Wait, they might be on to something.
Say that again.
What if there's a key in the key? They look in the key. They go over to the door with the broken key. Sure enough, inside the key is a keyhole. All right, who wants to try the key in the key? The key in the key.
Key's hole?
The key's hole.
You know what? I'll try it. You. My baby's out in the car. The guy. We don't even, wait a minute. Roll call.
Okay, so Mark, so O'Brien, Mark O'Brien,
Darlin, Carla.
Well, they have their mom there, too.
Yeah, his wife, which doesn't have a name. We'll call her
Rebecca O'Brien.
And then there's the couple who also don't have names.
Yes.
What is their relationship to
They
the
are married.
People?
They're not. They're not related.
They're not related.
They were just standing in the circle together at the
okay, gotcha.
Of the party. Their names are Garrett and Martha.
Martha. Garrett and Martha.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'll do it. I will do it.
The keys for the key.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Garrett,
I will.
Garrett takes some time putting several different keys into these keyholes. And
that one doesn't
work. On the 52nd one, that
one doesn't
work. Clicks.
Click. And another door opens.
Boo, 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 boo.
All right, let's go see it.
You go first, man. The key with the key is the key.
Your girls are creepy.
They're starting to creep me out.
Garrett walks into the now open room. It's a bathroom. He turns the light on. And written on the mirror in lipstick is a word. It says, help.
Somebody write that down.
All right, it says help in here. I'll write it down.
Do you need help, honey?
No, I don't need help. I'm just saying it says help.
Oh, okay. Well, did you say it was a bathroom?
It is a bathroom,
is
yes.
Is it a working bathroom?
He pushes the toilet thing and it does flush. Yeah, it works, honey.
I need to use the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine.
Okay. Can you all leave?
Well, honey, we're married.
No.
Martha.
Well, we'll be over.
You.
Mark and Rebecca go
Rebecca.
Back.
Mark Martha.
God dang it.
Mark and Rebecca
yes.
O'Brien
yes.
go over to the pile of keys. Mark sees something underneath the pile of keys.
Oh,
Rebecca.
Look.
Oh, I'm Rebecca.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Rebecca, look. Rebecca, look. What is that?
It looks like a trap door.
Oh, my God. Let me open it.
Father, you go.
Stop speaking in unison! Fine, I'll go. Mark opens the trap door, and there's just like a wrought iron ladder that goes down into like darkness. So he starts to climb down it. It's getting really dark down here.
Use Don't your worry. Night vision.
Darla.
Last time, darling Carla, your father does not have night vision.
Honey, oh. It's really dark down here. Rebecca. It's yes. really dark down here. Is there a flashlight or something?
I'll look. Darling Carla, please help me look for a light for you.
Found one. they pick up. It's just a light bulb, like a glass one.
They throw it at their father.
It's Mark in the head, and he lets go of the ladder and falls.
Oops.
It's all right. I'm all right. I'm just really hurt in the dark. But I feel a lot. I feel like I'm lying on something.
Did you have an idea? Like when the light bulb is over your head? Funny, funny.
I think it's a bunch of keys. I think I'm lying on a pile of keys.
There's so many keys.
Help.
Mother, you go. We're too precious. You're precious little babies.
Yes, you stay here, darling Carla. Keep each other safe. She starts going down the ladder.
When she gets to the bottom, she helps Mark on her feet. Mark on his feet. Mark gets up. Thank you.
They throw another light bulb down there.
Dang it. You too. I'm going to throw the keys up to you now. You better catch them, okay?
There are too many keys for our arms.
I'm throwing you the keys. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Mark scoops up all the keys and he throws them up. And as soon as they cross like the threshold of the hatch closes and locks. And then there's just an explosion noise.
So funny. Cut to the laundry room.
The Blair Witch guy.
He's now on the ceiling. Standing upside down.
He's like looking directly at the camera.
He goes, Jessica.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching and listening to our podcast.
Motherfucker.
Cut to. Cut to the bowling guys.
The bowling guys.
Carl is
Cisco,
he's going
Carl
for
is
it.
In his seventh frame. He's just thrown his seventh strike.
How many are there? Nine?
Ten.
Ten.
Well, technically, if you get a perfect game, then you get to
throw
12.
An extra two. Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho, so he just threw his seventh strike, and he's getting up on his eighth.
My hand is getting tired.
Well, you better throw a strike.
You gotta keep doing. Remember when you have fingers like a goddamn god. Remember when you entered me the other night?
I do.
Can we not talk about it here?
I feel weird not talking about it.
Fine, okay, let's talk about it.
Okay.
It was a night of passionate love.
I remember. I was there.
I know. Got a strike. I struck all over your face and down your body.
Yeah, that was the same night that you threw that spare, though, at the tournament.
I know. Oh, gosh. I'm getting out of my game. Stop.
No,
getting
stop.
Out of my
no,
head.
Stop.
We won't talk about that.
Fine. We'll just talk about the sweet love making.
He just bowls another strike. Oh, good.
Okay, seems like it's
good.
Helping.
It is helping. I need more pizza. A pizza break.
Pizza break.
I'm only supposed to give you pizza once.
All right, fine. Be a jerk.
Fine, Chef.
Fine.
Chef Charlie.
Chef Charlie. Okay. Come on, man. You got this. Throw another strike. Mm-hmm. He gets up and he throws the ball. It hits the pins right where it's supposed to, but one of them stays up. He throws. Immediately, trapdoor under him opens and he falls through.
Explosion. The trapdoor closed. Explosion. Yeah.
Dude, what just happened? What just happened?
What just happened to Carl?
What just happened? The score screen resets. And this time, instead of saying Carl, it says...
it's either Jeffrey or Cisco.
It says Cisco. Dude.
You want some more pizza? I just found some more dough in there.
Are you supposed to offer us more pizza?
Not really.
You know what? All respect, sir. Our friend just died.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I saw that.
We need to bowl a perfect game for our lives.
Barbecue chicken?
We have to. I have
you,
to.
Well, yeah, but if you die, then I have to. Barbecue chicken sounds really good. Yeah, cut to.
The frat boys.
The frat boys. They walk into that extra room that just opened. And
they're all walking cautiously.
Quiet Ryan is trapped. He's like, his head is in a bear trap.
In a bear trap?
Yeah. He's dead. Obviously.
Oh, boo.
But in the room,
favorite character.
In this room,
like the twins.
In this room is
he was probably the most expendable character of.
You're right. In this room is
a vortex.
Not a vortex.
he was pretty dead on with what you were.
Yeah, you're right. Vortex. No, it's a bedroom.
A bedroom.
It's like a kid's bedroom.
It was like a mobile.
Yeah, a mobile. I couldn't think of the word.
Oh,
what?
It's like a kid's, but it's
got a mobile.
The moving
thing
above a crib, you know?
Oh,
babies
watch
it and then they fall asleep.
Oh, I didn't
know
the name of it. Okay.
It's a mobile.
Like an automobile.
Dude, this is a baby's room.
Dude, you and babies. Always Lenny with the
dude,
baby.
Dude, Crystal Lee and
dude,
you over
stop.
Oh, man.
Dude, okay. Look for more clues in this room, because... Fucking Ryan's dead.
Ryan's dead.
Ryan is dead, dude. He's dead as shit.
Oh, man. He had some spearmint on him, though. Would it be weird if I just nabbed a piece?
Dude, I think he'd want you to take it.
Okay, good. He grabs a spearmint, but there's only one left, and on it has the number 8.
Oh my god,
dude.
Hey, write that down.
Bro, Lenny, it's you. You write it down.
No, I'm going to write it down. You guys are going to be mean about it. I'm not going to write it down.
No, no, no. This is real stakes.
No, yeah. No. You guys are just going
to
be mean.
Do you want to split the gum in thirds? Here you go.
You guys promise?
No, no, I feed it.
You guys promise that? Oh, thank you. You guys promise that if I write this down, you're not going to make fun of me?
Yeah, I won't. Okay. I promise.
He writes down the number 8.
Good job, man.
Thanks. Did you? I wrote it down.
Ryan's body starts convulsing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is Ryan okay?
I think he's dead.
No, I think it's just like the
it's like
dead
aftershocks. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Wait.
He might
so
poop himself.
Dude. Party foul.
Fucking dumbass.
Oh gosh. Golly gee. Well, where do we put this number? Do you see a keypad anywhere?
I don't.
Wait. Guys,
wait.
Look at the mobile. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. The automobile.
You would know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you would know that. Get him, Lenny.
Whoa.
No, whoa.
The tides have turned.
Look, it's because he's a baby dad.
There's 10 things on the mobile.
Whoa.
Wait, I have a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
When did you guys know?
Why don't I? Oh, dude, remember Sandra, bro?
Bro.
Yeah, I remember.
She hit us up. She's like, yo.
Remember when you hit it and quit it on Sandra, bro?
I remember.
I do remember. Are you saying?
I'm saying she's your baby mama, bro.
Holy shit. I got to get out of here. My kids might be in a car.
Cut to the family is now.
It's just the two. The
family. It's just the twins and the two people in the bathroom.
Oh, shit.
We narrowly made it out. There was an explosion. There was an explosion?
What do you mean there was an explosion?
Wait, I'm almost done. I'm finishing up the bathroom. Flush.
Martha, there was an explosion.
Wash your hands, woman.
Oh my God, you too.
Okay, Jesus, fine. What do you mean an explosion? It went boom. I almost cried. No, you didn't. Ha. Huh.
Listen, you two weirdos.
Yes.
We found the word help. We need to find a way to put it in, like a lock keypad or a lock pad or something. Do you see anything like that?
You mean on the ceiling? They look on the ceiling. There's nothing. Oh.
Dang it.
Got you.
I'll be the mom role.
Yeah, you play Martha.
Yeah, please.
You really had us going for a moment.
Yes, we did. No, but really, we always keep this on us at all times. And they produce it's like a padlock kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What is that for?
Well,
let me see it. The woman grabs it. Honey, well, it has 4 letters on it.
This is our birthright.
Did you brought that with you?
We were told bring our birthright with us. So I did. We did. Yes. Enter the code.
Enter the code.
What's in that?
Wash your hands first.
Oh my
please.
God.
Okay. Soap and water, 20 seconds.
She does. She washes her hands for 20 seconds. She goes back. She puts
dry them.
She dries them. She puts in help into the padlock. It opens.
Well, you open the padlock.
What's inside?
Is there anything in it?
I mean, it's just, okay. She opens the padlock, and inside is a note.
What's it say? Read it.
We already know.
Oh my God, read it then.
No, I'm kidding.
Read.
Okay, fine.
Read it to us, little girls.
Okay. Are you sure you want us to read
it? Yes, read it.
The room is big, and
have you two learned how to read?
Yes, we have. It's just been a hot minute, so we're just refreshing our memories.
Been a hot minute since you read something?
Yes.
You guys are speaking in unison all the time. It's really weird.
It's, he doesn't, we don't.
Read the note.
The key to leaving is in the other room. I think we have to use a key.
Are you kidding?
Well, there were keys that were just thrown up.
There were keys that were thrown up.
Yeah, we have some. They produce like 2 big handfuls of keys. They keep.
Why don't we try these on that locked bookshelf over there?
Oh.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, you, I noticed it. I didn't say anything. I was too busy thinking about our baby.
Yeah, I was too busy.
Did you leave your baby in
been
the
busy,
car?
I've been looking
dealing
at
with my voluptuous titties.
I know, I've been looking at them.
Are those for sale?
Cut to... What the fuck? The frat guys have just finished entering the code into the mobile.
Dude, you know what I keep thinking
about? Dude, what, bro?
What? Those
voluptuous titties.
Oh, yeah, I remember that chick, bro?
Bro.
I think she was taken, bro.
Yeah, the woman, yeah.
Not like taken away. I mean, like, she was with that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could take her away.
You, yeah,
bro,
you
have
bro.
A baby.
Dude, you need yeah, to you have a baby.
Sandra.
The last code is entered into the mobile, and it starts to spin really fast.
Whoa, shit. Step back. Yes. Step back, bro.
Bro,
step
bro,
back.
Bro.
The crib is lowered by, like, a platform into the floor, and it just goes down, and then...
Were we supposed to be on the platform?
Dude, maybe we're supposed to be on the platform.
Jump.
No, wait, don't. Okay, let's jump.
One. Wait, let's hold hands.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my hands are sweaty.
One, two, three.
They jump.
All three of them jump into, and they all land in the crib that's like 10 feet down.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, good jump.
Dude, look at us. We're in the crib. We're your baby, man. Hey,
aw, man.
Yeah, we are your baby.
Bro, don't do that.
Anywho. They're, so now they're in like this dungeon-y type room.
The what?
A dungeon-y type
room. Oh, dungeon-y.
It's lit by lanterns and fire.
Bro, this shit's legit.
And it's very small. There's one door that's locked that seems to be the exit.
Bro, we're close.
Dude, I think that's the
above
exit,
it is
bro.
One of the red exit signs.
Yeah.
I think that's an exit.
Dude, I think it's an so. Exit. It says exit.
I think so.
I think so. All
bro,
right.
It says exit, right?
Dude,
write
it
that
says...
Down.
I'm okay.
Oh, yeah, write that down.
If I write exit down, are you guys going to be mean to me?
No.
I think you guys are... You're starting being mean to me.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
I'll right. take the blunt
right.
of
okay,
meanings. All
right. He writes exit down.
Yeah. No,
not
it's fair.
Not
gonna,
fair. No, me. No. Fuck. Wrote it down. I can't believe he did that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, look for clues.
Look for clues. Clues, clues, clues.
Clues. Clues, clues, clues.
Dude, there's like a directional pad on this door.
Oh, that's weird.
Wait.
Dude.
Flashback moment. Left, right, left, right.
Whoa. Wait a second. I think we need to go up, down.
Wait, why?
Wait, why, dude?
Intuition, bro.
Dude, yeah. You always want to go up, down, though. Bro.
You right? got me. All right.
This guy's got a kid.
Yeah,
wait,
he does.
Wait, you, bro.
Yeah, you got the kid. All right,
I
here.
Got the kid.
Here, wait, try the left, it? Right.
Yeah, okay. He tries the left, right, left, right.
It no. opens.
Oh.
Dude.
Did we just get out?
Dude.
Cut two. The headmaster in the control room. He's being...
His eyebrows are getting waxed.
Thank you, Ruru. Well, it looks like...
No, Ruru is doing the nails. This is Tutu.
Thank you, Tutu. Thank you, Ruru.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, it looks like the frat boys have won the test.
So everybody else dies, right?
Right? That's
well, Tutu.
Yeah. That's the rules, ain't it?
We shall see.
We're gonna
cut back to the frat boys. Oh God! Randolph and Peter are behind the exit.
Okay, dude, we made it out, bro.
Bro,
bro,
bro.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
No, you're speaking out of turn.
I'm sorry, sir.
Congratulations, you win. Your turn.
Congratulations.
Okay,
sir.
Now it's my turn. No, I'm kidding.
You rascal. What's my name?
Peter.
Oh, you remember?
Oh, yes. You're
so
starting.
Look, can we get out? I got a kid I got to find.
Yeah, sure. You can leave,
of course.
Right?
Or
you can stay and do it again.
Double or nothing. That was over the PA. That was the headmaster. Double or nothing?
Double or nothing.
You do the same room again.
But
we know all the answers.
Okay, maybe we throw them in a different room. I don't know. I didn't think this far. What about you?
I guess we could put them in the same room.
Okay, but you promise not to know the answers?
Yeah, I promise.
Yeah,
we promise.
I'm a little shwasted, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
The first part of the room, like an hour ago, I've kind of lost track. Yeah, we won't remember anything.
Yeah, we promise.
All right, we trust you. Go for it.
Right.
All right.
Do we just go?
We just go back.
Yeah, we don't need to reset anything because we trust you. So everything's gonna be open.
All right, I guess we'll just,
okay.
I guess we'll just walk back.
the camera follows the boys up the stairs, back into the billiards room, through the door. They all jump again into the crib. They walk through the door. All right, we did it.
All right. Well, I guess you can leave now.
All right.
Or a triple or nothing.
The headmaster comes over the PA. No.
Okay. Well,
you three have won.
They've
you
won doubly because we promised them double.
Yes.
So wait. They get double. Does that make them the new headmaster?
What?
Because you were going to be my seconds in command. Oh. Now you're the first in command. I was the first in command. Ruru Tutu and Juju start to stab at the headmaster. New headmaster.
Dude, what does this mean?
I have no clue what's happening, bro.
I don't either. Cut to the guys in the bowling alley. They're on the 9th frame. Cisco is sweating bullets.
You sure you don't want any more pizza?
We're sure. We're
even
sure,
though,
okay?
Even though I said I couldn't do it earlier and then the guy dies, now I feel like I'm obligated
we're okay.
To give
thank
you pizza.
Thank
Cisco,
you, Charlie. Thank
Cisco,
you, Charlie.
You have one more strike.
Just don't think about pizza.
I thought I was on the 9th frame.
No, you just finished the 9th frame,
okay,
right?
Okay, cool.
Right, look at the screen.
Okay.
Wherever you are, you only have one more strike.
You have
one more strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is for all the marbles.
All the marbles, dude.
This is for Carl and his glorious godlike fingers.
God damn, I miss him so much.
You hear another explosion.
All right, throw it, dude. Come on, you sexy beast, throw it.
He throws the ball. He gets a strike.
Oh, my God. Thank you. The door opens. Dude, let's make out.
Well, yeah. I guess you guys can leave or double or nothing.
Wait, what do you mean by double or nothing?
I really don't know.
Cut to...
He looks at his script.
Cut to the couple and the two girls. The Garrett is still trying locks at the locked bookcase.
Where is mother? Where is father?
Listen, girls.
I'm your new mother now.
Oh my God!
You're gonna
give us another two kids?
Look, my titties are so goddamn voluminous.
I know,
the
but
milk
they're like
spraying.
They're like
already.
Eight. They don't need to be breastfed anymore.
No, we are breastfed.
Listen, you're a great parent. You know that, Martha?
Yeah, I'm a
you're
9
a great
out of 10.
Parent. I am an okay parent to one child. I don't think we need two more.
So, are we orphans?
Yeah, I think
it sounds
so.
Sounds like it.
Well, I'll take these keys. And they throw the keys across the room.
They spear Garrett.
I'm sorry. And he falls over.
Slumps over dead.
Oh, my God.
Wait, who just died?
Garrett just died. I was just doing the things. Well,
the bookcase opens. It's a door behind the bookcase.
Well, are you gonna try the? Yeah, try the door.
I'm gonna try the door. She opens the door. Behind it is the laundry room.
Ooh. Where the Blair Witch guy is. Yeah. The Blair Witch guy is like floating in the air.
Yeah.
And he descends to them and he meets them.
Hello.
Hello?
It looks like I have escaped.
I thought we escaped. What does this mean?
He stares at the twin girls.
They avoid eye contact.
Don't avert your eyes, young girls.
Look at the man.
Look at me.
Children.
They locked intense eye contact, and they both began speaking a demonic
voice.
The door burst open. The girls have morphed into one girl.
Ladies, it looks like we have escaped.
I win. They split in half again. That was weird. Yes, it was,
go.
Sister.
Let us go claim our victory.
Father?
daughters.
I knew it. We knew it.
They grab hands and they just shimmer away.
I'm gonna go.
Cut to the two butlers and the frat guys are in the control room now. The butlers are explaining what the new job is for the three frat boys.
So you guys are gonna be butlers now? Is that what's happening?
Dude, I think we're being headmasters.
Oh, we're both headmasters?
No, you're the butlers.
The three of us are the headmasters.
The three of us are headmasters, and those two are still butlers.
Oh, those guys are still butlers. Yeah. All right, good.
Yeah, you usurp them.
I wish I had another T to their names, yeah.
Butler. Good one.
Dude, nice.
Dude, nice, all right, bro.
So now we're like in charge of the city or something?
I think so.
All right, first order business. City equals... We're changing it to our name. It's called
roll call.
Roll call.
Roberto.
Roll call. Roberto. Lenny.
Lenny.
Luke.
Ryan is
gone.
Let's call it Ryan.
We should call it Ryan in his honor.
We're renaming the city Ryan.
Ryan.
Just the way he spells it.
Cool.
R-I-A-N.
Yeah.
You spelled it with an I?
Yeah. Like the director.
Oh. Okay.
Ryan Johnson.
Dude.
Johnson.
Bro.
Bro.
Anyway, go find that baby, bro.
I will.
Go find that baby.
We see like a panning establishing shot of Kraken Manor, and it's daytime now, and all the people are leaving. You know, they're walking out like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style.
Yeah.
Martha gets to her van. She opens the door and the baby's fine. She's like crying because her husband is dead. The frat boys are there, like they're like standing on the porch. They're like, yeah,
bye, woo! Come back anytime.
Dude, we'll see you later. We live here now.
Woo, my name's Roberto. I gotta find my kid.
the two bowlers are walking hand in hand.
Aw,
because they're lovers.
Yeah.
The chef waves bye.
Waves
to
goodbye.
Bye. It's been fun.
And then
Darla and Carla.
Darla and Carla walk out with the Blair Witch guy.
And they fly off.
They fly to the camera Grease style.
And credits. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
That was...
I'm surprised that we kept track of all of those.
I know. That was too many people.
Yeah. I forgot Luke's name.
Yeah. That was
LRLR.
At the beginning, I was like, there are four groups.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
I liked that. Remember when we did an escape room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done two.
Fun fact.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Escaped
twice.
Twice. Did we?
Both escape rooms we did.
Yeah. The last one we were down to, the first one we were down to like the wire, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really it was like close.
I typed in the password at the end.
Yeah. You saved us.
I didn't really do much in either of them.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm the pretty face.
Well, there was like a lot of people in the first one.
Yeah.
And it was only like a 25 minute or 20 minute escape room.
Yeah, it was short, but we did it.
What should we call this one? I'm going to call it Kraken Manor.
Kraken Manor.
Escape from Kraken Manor.
Escape from Kraken Manor. That's a good one.
That was quick.
There you go.
Oh, there was so many people.
There was so many bits too. Man, that was one thing that I really missed about doing it in person, because I feel like in person we do way more bits.
We do way more.
Way quicker too. Yeah. Yeah.
We could just hear each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a psychic.
Yeah, I've missed being in person, and I'm glad that we got the chance to do this.
Me too.
Even though a pandemic is still going on.
Yep, yeah. Still wash your hands and wear a mask outside.
But
be smart.
We're being smart too, so don't tell us that we're not being. Did you like the All Cops Are Bastards part?
Yeah, I did.
Our podcast is very anti-cop.
Yeah.
And so should you.
And so should you be.
Yeah.
And if you're not, email us.
Reevaluate yourself, really.
Yeah.
What are your priorities?
We wanted to thank everybody who listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Like
five.
Us on YouTube.
Write that down.
Like us on YouTube.
Like us on YouTube.
Subscribe. Anywhere
YouTube
you get your podcasts.
With no like?
What? YouTube with no like?
We are a screenplay podcast on YouTube.
Yep.
Just type it in. You'll find us.
You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. Send in episode requests. Send in questions.
The
contest is over.
It has been for a while.
It has been claimed, yeah.
But still send us an email. Yeah, say, hey, what's going on, big boys? Ask, and I'll say, love you.
We will email you back.
Didn't last time you say love you, put in the subject love you, Jake, and then you'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
If you
sure.
do that, Jake sounds will like love me. You.
I will love you.
If you have any sort of hate mail, address it to
Alec. Yep. Any complaints, go to Alec.
AlecCombs@combs.net.
Yep.
Yep, that's my
that is your email address.
That sure is my email.
Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been Screenplay, the improvised movie.
If you do want to follow us off of the pod, you can follow us at ScreenplayPcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
If you want to follow us individually, I am at Jesse Sarowitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I am at Alec Combs on Twitter and at Electrode on Instagram.
At JakeRubin69 on Twitter, baby. You know where to find me.
You know where to find us.
You find him.
I'll be here for you.
But yeah, tell your friends, tell your loved ones.
Tell your enemies.
Tell your enemies.
And share this podcast.
And share this podcast. This podcast.
Keep watching, because I love you.
And we should have a next couple episodes up.
Here.
They'll be here.
We'll be wearing the same clothes.
In person.
In person.
Well, maybe we'll be, because we'll do some tomorrow, right?
Podcast in the dark.
Ooh.
At night.
Podcast at night.
Train happen in the morning. At night.
Lightspeed.
Lightspeed. A Studio Ghibli film. Perfect.